Good to be together. It's good to be together. What a challenging time we're all living in, isn't it? I mean, the only constant is change. En dis in 'n tyd soos die waar ons as gelowiges moet gereed wees vir enigiets. Laat my dink aan 'n liedjie, ek moet gereed wees of ek wil gereed wees. Is jy gereed? Gereed vir whatever, nee. Come what may. Whether we live or die as unto the Lord. Uitdagende tye waarin ons onsself bevind. But God is good all the time. Just out of interest sake, I'd just like to see, en dis nie 'n vasvra nie om enige druk op iemand te sit nie, maar net uit interessantheidsonthalwe, wie dan nie tyd gemaak om die boodskappe online te kyk iewerste? Kan ek net die meerderheid? Okay. So the majority will know that we're busy with a series called Hallelujah. Whew, I'm relieved there. Like, yeah. Okay, we're busy with a series called Spirit, Soul, and Body. And normally we speak and we say body, soul, and spirit, but I worded it like that for a reason. And we've been speaking about the body for the last couple of weeks. And if you have missed out on that, I want to encourage you to just watch it online just so that you get the foundation in your head and in your heart for why we're speaking about this. So without further ado, I'd like to just speak the word of God over us this morning. And one of the foundation scriptures that we've been reading and meditating on is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, it is an honor and a privilege for the brethren to dwell together again. Your word reminds us, behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together. For a season, physical buildings have been closed, but your church has not been closed. For thousands of years, the devil and his cooperatives have been trying to close your church down, and they can't, because you said, Lord Jesus, that you will build your church, and the very gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so we thank you that we can get together in this context, in this place, as your church. Thank you that we've been able to get together elsewhere in open-air meetings, Lord. But thank you that we can look at your word again, Father. Father, we're not here to play church. We're not here to have our name ticked off an attendance register. Ons is hierso om die aangesig te soek van die lewendige God, die enigste wese wat dieselfde bly gister, vandag en tot alle ewigheid. Met oneindige liefde vir ons. Dankie Jesus Christus vir die opoffering van die lewe op die kruis, sodat ons in vrymoed vanoggend kan kom na 'n troonkamer van genade. Thank you that you've given us Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of adoption, that through you we can say, Daddy God, Abba Father. He is nie iemand daarbo, die groot baas, of somebody upstairs that's looking after us. You are the great I Am, the God Almighty, the one who was, the one who is, the one who has come, and the one who is to come again. And so this morning, Lord, as we take time to meditate on your word and to open our hearts and our minds for what you have to say, not to hear a man speak, but to hear the heartbeat of the living God. Would you change us accordingly? Would you encourage us accordingly? Would you challenge us where we need challenging? Lord, would you chastise us where we need chastisement as one who loves his sons and daughters? We're here to change, to grow, to celebrate. And as you've blessed us, we want to bless you by leaning forward and receiving what you have for us, Lord. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Before we carry on looking at the body aspect of this series called Spirit, Soul, and Body, I believe it's important to make this statement that there's sin and sickness and death in the world. There's death and sickness in the world. I believe it's becoming a greater and greater reality to all of us more and more, isn't it? Iemand het nou die dag vir my gesê, op 'n stadium het jy gehoor van nommers, nou hoor jy name. En is name wat jy ken van mense wat nie meer daar is nie, as gevolg van hierdie ding, of whatever. But I believe we need to understand this, that it was not part of God's original plan for there to be death and sickness in the world. I'm going to say that again. If you're listening or watching online, it is not part of God's original plan for mankind for there to be death and sickness in the world. One might say that God is allowing it because it's happening. Because, prakties gesproke, as hy dit nie wou toegelaat het, sou dit glad nie gebeur het nie. Stem jy saam? But it's important to understand that death and sickness was not part of God's original plan for mankind. Death and sickness is in the world because of sin. Listen carefully. Death and sickness is in the world because of sin. Now please don't go and tell your friends that that pastor said to me that I'm sick because I'm a sinner. Listen carefully. Death and sickness is in the world because of sin. That does not mean that you are sick and busy dying because you're sinning. We're making a factual statement, scripturally speaking, that death and sickness is in the world because of sin. God's original plan, those things weren't there. Man decided to surrender the authority that he had from God. He surrendered it to the devil. He gave it over to the devil, and the devil started running amok, and he's still doing so today. But it's important to understand that death and sickness were not part of God's original plan. Can I get a loud, full of faith, amen? Amen. Not part of God's plan. It's the enemy's plan. John 10 and verse 10, Jesus said, the enemy, I'm going to read it from the NLT, says this, the thief's purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Whose purpose? The thief. Or if you're Afrikaans, the thief. It's the thief's purpose. My Afrikaans sprekende geliefdes, julle ken my, moet dit nie persoonlik, moet nie aanstoot, don't take on push. It's the thief's purpose to steal, to kill, and to destroy, not God's. It gets me when the devil convinces people, oh, it's God's will that I get punished and I suffer because he wants to teach me a lesson. Excuse me, a loving heavenly father does not first want to teach his child a lesson through pain, sickness, death, and suffering. Hello. I think I need to repeat that. A loving heavenly father's purpose is not first to teach his child a lesson through pain, sickness, and suffering. As jy hardnekkig is, en jy dring daarop aan, dat jou wil geskied word in jou leven, then maybe God will allow the devil to teach you a lesson through pain, sickness, death, and suffering. But that's not his plan, church. That's not his plan. God's plan is for you to have life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. So this doesn't mean that we're sick because there's deliberate, willful, continuous, repetitive, unrepented sin in our lives. It means that sin and death is in the world because of sin. Now, this morning's teaching, I want to break up into two main categories. Okay, so we're gonna look at the fact scripturally that sin is in the world and sin can cause sickness. That's the first part. The second part is we're gonna look at God's gracious plan for healing and health. Okay? Is that all right? So the first part, scripturally, we're going to lay the foundation that we see from scripture, nie omdat ek so sê nie, that sin can cause sickness. The second part, when end off on a high, is that God has a gracious plan for healing. Are you with me this morning, church? All right. First of all, we're going to go through several scriptures so that we can have our minds transformed through the washing and rejuvenation of the Word of God. All right. So there's several scriptures. I'm going to give chapter and verse quite quickly. If you cannot follow, that's okay. It will be online, available online on the social media platforms. But better still, you can inskakel by a omgee groep in jou nabyheid, and you can do life together in your care group. And these scriptures, chapter and verse, will be discussed and broken up at length. Is that okay? So moenie stres as jy die adres mis nie. Dis nog steeds daar. Are you ready, church? Let's do this thing. So the first part is sin can cause sickness. 2 Chronicles 21, 12 to 15. Then Elijah the prophet wrote Jerome this letter. Jehoram, that guy. This is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, says. You've not followed the good example of your father Jehoshaphat or your grandfather King Asa of Judah. Instead, you've been as evil as the kings of Israel. You have led the people of Jerusalem and Judah to worship idols, just as King Ahab did in Israel. So God's saying, listen, this is what you could have done, but this is what you chose to do. And you've not killed your own brothers, and you've killed your own brothers, men who were better than you. So now the Lord is about to strike you, your people, your children, your wives, and all that is yours with a heavy blow. Verse 15, for you yourself will suffer a severe intestinal disease that will get worse each day until your bowels come out. Charming, isn't it? Don't get angry with me. I'm just bringing the message. Jesus die waarskuwing. Die Here sê vir jou, jy droog gemaak. As gevolg daarvan, Jesus die gevolge wat jy kan dra, gaan draai. This is what you've sown, this is what you're going to reap. Are you with me, church? Psalm 31 and verse 10. The psalmist writes, I'm dying from grief. My years are shortened by sadness. Sin has drained my strength, and I'm wasting away from within. Psalm 38 and verse 3. Because of your anger, my whole body is sick. My health is broken because of my sins. Proverbs 3 verse 7 to 8. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Turn away from evil, and then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Proverbs 4, verse 20 to 22. My child, pay attention to what I say. Folks, it doesn't get clearer than this. This is God Almighty using this little man this morning to say, listen to me, my son and my daughter. Listen to me, anybody that would hear. Pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they bring life to those who find them. The words of God bring life to those who find them and healing to their whole body. Micah 6 and verse 13. Therefore, I will make you sick by striking you, by making you desolate because of your sins. John 5 and verse 14. Jesus heals a man at the pool of Bethesda. Stuff happens in between. Jesus gets to connect with this guy again. But afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and told him. It's interesting that it says Jesus found him. He has God in the flesh. Hy weet alles. But he found him. Was he lost? Was Jesus a bit confused as to where this dude was? He found him because he looked for him. Jesus searched him. It's important that you see that. Jesus found him and he said in the temple, he told him, now you're well, so stop sinning or something even worse may happen to you. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 30. That is why many of you are weak and sick and some have even died. The context there is about the Lord's Supper, speaking about the ways in which we can partake of communion in an unworthy manner. There's several teachings on that, but we're going to skip that for the sake of time. There are ways you can partake of communion in an unworthy manner, and it says there, because of that, there'll be sickness in your life. So the first part is done and dusted. I'm glad that it's off, not my chest, it's off the pulpit this morning. The first part is sin can cause sickness. Are we in agreement, church? And I say it again, I'm not saying that you're sick if you're sick because there's sin in your life. I'm saying that the scripture teaches that sin causes sickness. Happiness. Now the encouraging part. The encouraging part is that God has provided a plan for gracious healing. Gracious healing. I've got this at the end of the notes this morning, but I'm prompted to say it now. I like acronyms. It's the spelling of a word, but it's anders te beteken. Like, you know, fear and faith. Julle ken daai nê. Julle het al 'n paar keer gehoor. Who doesn't know it? I'd like to tell you. Everybody knows it. Hallelujah. GRACE is also an acronym. It's spelled G-R-A-C-E. And it stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. That's grace. Where we get God's riches because Jesus has paid for it. You might also say, grace is when you don't get what you do deserve, or grace is when you get what you don't even deserve. So it's God's gracious healing. Mense, dis nie 'n voorreg nie. It's a privilege that we have and an honor. It is healing is the bread of God's children because of what Jesus Christ has done. That's grace. So God has a gracious plan for healing. Are we ready for the healing? Gracious plan scriptures. Here we go. Exodus 15 and verse 26. He said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Now, those are the conditions. It's like God is saying, if you do everything I say and are obedient to me, you won't suffer from these diseases and sicknesses. Nou dit stel ons eintlik in 'n bietjie van 'n gevaarlike posisie, because ek weet julle is altyd gehoorsaam. Julle is nooit ongehoorsaam teenoor die Here. Julle doen alles wat hy sê altyd. Julle vra nooit nie, hy sê spring, jy vra nie so hoog nie, jy spring maar net. But me on the other hand, I'm sometimes disobedient. I sometimes do my own thing. But God is saying, for you to get this healing, this is to be in place. Ja, maar dan waar los het dan ons, Here? Because ek gaan droog maak. So in ander woorde, is dit 'n kwestie van tyd voordat ek siek word? Of hierdie pla van die Egiptenaar my gaan tref? But there's good news. You see, Jesus came and he gives us a new covenant. Woohoo! He gives us a new covenant. The old covenant was based on rules and regulations and stuff like that. But niemand kon nakom nie. Man can't try to obey rules and regulations and jy moenie, jy mag nie, jy kan nie, jy gaan gestraf word for 4,000 years. And Jesus said, okay, I'm going to come down, I'm going to show them how it's done. And I'll give you a new covenant. That just through faith, you receive my riches at my expense. Ja, jy gaan nog steeds jou kant moet bring, and we're going to get to that. But it's not as, what's the word I'm looking for, Lord? It's not as, I want to say difficult, but it's not as challenging as the old covenant. The old covenant of this, Jesus comes and fulfills it. And through faith, we can receive these things. And there's grace for when we're not obedient. There's grace for when we're not obeying. There's grace for when we're not listening and when we're not following. Isn't that good news this morning, people? That's good news. Because imagine if you just do one thing wrong, and then ewe skielik, there's flies. Then you do another thing wrong, and then there's gnats. Then you do another thing wrong, then there's blood. Then there's darkness. Then there's boils. Then there's, you know. It's a bit moeilik. I think that's the time I'd want to stay in lockdown. I just sit in my house. I don't move, because then the chances of me sinning are less. Maar dan waar sondig ek? Hierso en hierso. But there's grace. Psalm 41 and verse 3. The Lord nurses them when they are sick and restores them to health. Psalm 103 verse 3. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. Hallelujah. He forgives my sins and heals my diseases. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. This is a powerful passage of scripture in Isaiah 53. I had the privilege of sharing this with a Jewish friend of mine. I shared it with him on Monday, and I met up with him again on Friday. And the religious Jews that follow the letter of the law, known as frum Jews, they, as we would say, he's a groot Christen. That's a religious Jew, he's frum. This is known by some as the forbidden chapter, or the hidden chapter. When they read their holy scriptures, which is the Torah, the Old Testament, and the five books of Moses, the Pentateuch, Isaiah chapter 53 is deliberately left out because it describes Jesus. It describes that he's the Messiah. So when the Jews are taught the scriptures, this is prohibited. No, can't learn about that, because that proves that Jesus is the Messiah that we're still waiting for. He's already come and he's coming again. It's known as the forbidden or the hidden chapter. And I spoke to my Jewish friend about it. He says, I don't know, my brew asked my wife. But anyway, this chapter is about Jesus. It's messianic. It's about the Messiah. Meditate on it. Nobody in history has fulfilled this. Only Jesus has. No one ever will fulfill it because it's already fulfilled and being fulfilled. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. But he was pierced for our rebellion. He was crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. God's riches at Christ's expense. Describing how he was crucified and beaten so that we can receive health. Matthew 10 and verse 1. Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. Every kind of disease and illness, including the ones that the doctors say there is no cure for this. I've met people personally who are walking in God's divine health, cured of so-called incurable diseases. Mark 16 and verse 18. They will be able to handle snakes with safety. For those of you that like keeping snakes, there you go. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and they will be healed. 1 Peter 2 and verse 24. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. You are healed. Folks, it's past tense. You know why it's past tense? Because on the cross, when Jesus breathed his last, he said, it is finished. He knew. No gaan ek die finale prys betaal. There's no more sacrifice that people have to bring. No more animal that they have to kill. No more. Hulle moet 3 keer 'n dag bid. Hulle moet dit doen, hulle moet daai doen, hulle moet dit doen. Anders dan gaan hulle nie genesing kry nie. No more of that. I'm paying the final price when I breathe my last on the cross. When I go down into hell and take the keys of sin, death and the grave away from the devil again. That authority I will have. And then when people give their lives to me and follow me, that authority that they had, which they gave to the devil, I've taken back again, and it's now going to be available for any man, woman, and child of God that in faith follows and lives for Jesus, to have the authority over sin, death, and the grave again. That's what's happening here. So when a person walks and walks in obedience to the Lord in faith, because there's faith and obedience. Why do we say there's faith and obedience? Because the scripture says in the book of James, James chapter 2 verse 13, I believe it says, even the demons believe and tremble. So what does it help if I believe everything the word says, maar ek wandel nie in gehoorsaamheid nie? Can I claim the promises of God? I'm going to ask that again. It's not a trick question. If I believe everything the Bible says, but I'm not walking in obedience, can I claim the promises of God? You're missing it, church. We have to walk in faith and obedience. We have to walk in faith and obedience. Now there's grace. There's grace. There's grace, but there may come a time when we need to be obedient. And that's what the Lord is saying here. They will lay hands on the sick and heal them of all diseases and sicknesses. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to recap. We looked at the fact that sin can cause sickness. We looked at the fact, the truth in the Bible, that God has a gracious plan for healing because of Jesus' suffering and his completed work on the cross. Now's the practical application of these two. How do we bring these two together? Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. This is incredible. We were having a Zoom meeting with the National Board of Directors, and sort of by the by, Ramon, he pastors the Bikers Church in Midrand, said something, and I just got rhema from what he said. In Matthew 26 and verse 41, Jesus says, keep watch and pray, so that you will not give in to temptation, for the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Okay. Jesus says, watch and pray. two aspects. The watching. How do you watch? I'm getting blank stares. You busy watching me, watching you with your blank stares. That's watching. That's how you watch. It wasn't a trick question. I asked, how do you watch? And then you watched me like, okay, tell me, Mozzie, because I don't know. That's how you watch. You use your eyes and you see. We are watching and we're seeing the fact that there's something that somebody calls COVID-19, coronavirus killing people. We're watching and we're seeing the amount of deaths per day. How many of you have heard how many people have recovered per day? Nee. Ons konsentreer nie daar op nie. Dis ek soveel uit as dood elke dag. Okay, but what about the recoveries? Do you know there's more people recovering every day? I'm going to say it again. There are more people recovering every day than there are people dying every day from this thing. Somebody get excited. Somebody give God thanks and praise. Somebody say that He's still the healing God of the Bible. Somebody get excited. Maar die nuus gaan dit nie sê nie, because you won't want to tune in and hear the bad news. The good news is there's more people recovering than there are dying from this thing. So we watch. Ek kan nie gaan voetvoeter en met hierdie ding lig maak daarvan nie. Because if there's an area of compromise in my life and a vulnerable spot, hierdie goggetjie kan my vasvat, julle. So we must watch. There's this thing called common sense, and the irony of it is it's not so common anymore. Did you get that? This thing called common sense is not so common anymore. So I can't say, oh, well, I'm trusting God. Give me a bottle of Corona 19, COVID-19, whatever. The scripture says I can drink poison and it's going to do nothing. Gluk, 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 gluk. Kom hier nog een keer daar met Asia. Hier gaan geklap word, julle. Watch and pray. So the watching is the practical side. If you don't have common sense, go to somebody that's got and get some. Then go to the Word of God and get wisdom from the Word of God. Pas dit aan toe in jou lewe vir waar jy is. In John chapter 2 and verse 5, when they ran out of dop, they started stressing because they had no TV. Die dop is klaar. Wat gaan hulle maak by die troue? They said, hey, we got no wine. And they're talking about Jesus making wine over there. Mary says this in John 2 and verse 5. Whatever He tells you to do, do. And then there's another passage in Scripture which says, according to your faith be it unto you. So according to where you are at and what God is telling you, and according to your faith, watch and practically do the practical of what God wants you to do. The spiritual side is pray. Pray for God for wisdom and discernment for how to look after your body. I'm trying my best to bring to a close the body part of spirit, soul, and body so that it's done and off the pulpit. So what he's saying is, to recap, sin can cause sickness. God's got a gracious plan. Watch and pray. Use the gray matter between your ears and the faith that God has given you to live a life of abundant health. What has been my motive? I've said it all three times. We preached it at the open air meetings at Stofgat, Boskerk. That was awesome, wasn't it? It was absolutely wonderful. But I feel in my spirit to say this again and again and again. What is my motive for the series? I started off by saying this, if you didn't watch it online, it's taken years, I don't know how many, more than three, years for me to get a release in my spirit to speak about this, because I didn't want to be at a place where I am trying to force a lifestyle that works for me down other people's throats. You see, because we have a responsibility to preach the word but live out our conviction. I can't stand here and preach my conviction to you. That's the conviction that God has given me. I must preach the word. And I wanted to make sure that this is not a Mozzie thing. This is not, it works for me, so it's going to work for you. And Jesus loves you, and I have this wonderful plan for your life. This is a God thing. And just before the end of last year, in preparing for this year, I felt a release in my spirit where God said, go for it, son. It's time the body hears how to care for themselves, their body. And I meditated on this. I'm thinking, but Lord, you know, if this is from you, how come? Anyway. Right, here we go. I'm trying to land this thing about the body. So this is how we're concluding this, is that Jesus has finished the work on the cross for us to walk in divine health. But we have a responsibility to apply what we learn when we watch to our lives. I'm going to give you a practical example as we close this. So, for Bielio, no, ek is op my motorfiets. And ek geniet daai motorfiets. Dis 'n na ding daai. It's just something lekker about engines and wheels. And I'm on my motorbike and I decide to go and visit a brothel. Weet jy wat 'n brothel is? 'N bordeel. In ander sirkels praat die mense van 'n hoerhuis. Ek het nie gevloek nie, nee. Just checking. Because I check some religious feathers are being ruffled now. I decide I go visit a brothel. Or a house of ill repute. And I want to spend some time with some sex workers. The sex workers. And I go there and I want to do my business inside. And I park my motorbike outside and I say, thank you, Lord, for your guardian angels encamped about my motorbike. Seriously? Really? It's crazy, isn't it? Okay, you're laughing lekker. But wait, your turn's coming now. You're trusting God for divine health in your body and trusting God to heal you, and you're being prayed on, het hande op jou gelê soveel keer, jy begin 'n bless word hierso, het jou gesalf met olie, jy het Castrol, Motul, GTX, olive oil, cook, and yet you systematically poisoning your body by what you eat. Does God have an obligation to heal you? If you're deliberately digging your own grave with your mouth and your teeth, one mouthful at a time, I'm asking you, church, please speak to me. Does God have an obligation to heal you? Relax, Nicolene. She gets it. So I believe what God is trying to say to this. Yes, we have eternal life. But not everybody's going to go to heaven if they don't live for Jesus. And if they're not born again. He's completed the work. But we also, ons moet ook, ons kan bring julle. We have to honor God with these temples to be able to receive the promises of God in our lives. Now, I don't know why not everybody gets healed every time everybody's prayed for healing. I don't know, and I don't believe there's a theologian walking this planet who does know. Because daar's verskeie redes. And we can preach a whole year on why some get healed and why some don't. And ons sal nog steeds nie verder wees as wat ons was toe ons begin het in daai jaar. Okay. I don't know, but all I'm saying is this, is that when we choose to honor God with our bodies, God's already done the rest. It's like we're trusting God for healing and breakthrough or whatever. We need to do our share and walk in faith and obedience. That's why Jesus says, watch and pray. So I'm landing this thing this morning as we say this. What has been my motive? What has been God's motive? What is the gist of what you're saying, Marty? Ek het genoeg gehoor oor wat ons mag en nie mag eet nie. Kry net klaar asseblief, preek oor iets anderste. And I'm going to. But this has been the motive. 3 John and verse 2. And I said it when we started the series out in the open, and I'm going to say it again this morning. 3 John 2 says, dear friend, my brother, my sister, geliefdes, I love you. You get what I'm saying this morning? I love you. I love you. If you're watching online, even if I don't know you, I love everybody and you're next. I love you. I desire to see you walk in the fulfillment of the promises of God. You've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. He paid a valuable price for you. The Holy Trinity and I and the leadership team of this church wants this for you. 3 John 2. It says this, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit. That's the motive. I want to see you healthy in body and strong in spirit. Some translations say, I pray that you prosper in all things. It's the New King James, I believe. And be in health, even as your soul prospers. I pray that this sits well with your soul. And if there's things that you're wrestling through in this, know this, that God is good. God is gracious. There's sin and death and sickness in the world. That's not God's plan. Please don't let any Bible teacher or dominee, reverend, predikant, pastor, vehicle, or the devil, or any other slim okie that's educated beyond his level of obedience, or her for that matter, try and tell you that this is God's plan. He might be allowing it, but it's not his original plan for people to be the victims of pain, sin, death, sickness, and suffering. And it's time that the Church of Jesus Christ arises in faith. It's time that men and women of God take a stand for what their promises are in God. It's time for men and women of God to start acting in obedience and walking out what they say they believe in to put a stop to the devil's plan in their lives. It's time for us to put a stop to the spirit of infirmity that keeps people sick. It's time for us to put a stop to the spirit of lies and deception that keeps people imprisoned in their minds, that robs them of the promises of God that's written in the Scriptures. It's time for that to stop. And about you this morning, I'd encourage you as we close this thing to exercise the faith that God has given to you. And you draw a line in the sand in your life and say, Devil, tot sover en nie meer nie. Devil, jou gemors in my lewe, stop nou. Nie wanneer nie. Ek gaan nie wag totdat ek jou, mosie ek het eers deen daar uitsort. Nee, jy sê vir die vader, jy stop nou vir oggend. In die naam van Jesus Christus. And you tell him what the word of God says in your life. If you're trusting God, now you, hey, you see, the devil and even people in the body of Christ have given us such a hard time for having open air meetings. Ja, maar die regering die en die regering die. Well, I encourage you to go and take a listen back to the message we called To Be or Not to Be. When the government tells you to start doing something that you know is unscriptural, what are you going to do? See, this is what God dropped in my spirit. That there are people who are in more and greater spiritual danger than they are in physical danger of any virus because of their separation from fellowship. I'm just telling you what God has laid on my heart. There are people who are in greater spiritual danger because of separation from in-person fellowship than they will ever be of any physical virus that could or could not affect their bodies. This pastor wants to be there for those people. This pastor wants to be the one who lays hands on a brother or sister who needs healing from God. Do I have to be there to lay hands on somebody? No. Can God do a miracle through distance and through time to touch somebody? Yes. But here's what God laid on my heart. The centurion stood before Jesus saying, Jesus, I have a family member, a loved one, his son or his daughter, I think, who needed healing. And Jesus said, right, your loved one's healed. Long distance, over, just like that. Jesus didn't have to be there. But the centurion was in Jesus' presence. So God bless the people who are doing what they believe God has told them to do and the government to not meet together. This pastor is going to do what God has told him to do, to be there for the man, the woman of God that needs one-on-one in-person ministry. And if it means the virus gets hold of me in the process, so be it. I'm not in this for the income. I'm in this for the outcome. If it means that, do you get what I'm saying, church? So I want to say this morning, and I hope this gets to the government, to whoever. Listen and hear. You can close the buildings. You cannot stop God's church. Jesus said, He will build His church, and the gates of hell will not stop it. Get that. So I'm trusting God to heal you to heal you. Trusting God to heal you. And if you need in-person ministry and you're trusting God, you just, then we'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for you. And God is the healer that can heal you of your sicknesses and your diseases. So as we close, and I'm done preaching now, I want you to just pray to the Lord. He's the healer. He's the healer. God can touch you wherever you are at. And Father, as we stand on your word this morning and believe you for who you are, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love and your kindness and your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for your shed blood that gives us the freedom to trust you. Even when we don't deserve your grace, you give it to us, Lord. And this morning, Lord God, we humbly come before you and we say, Father, have your will in our lives, let your will be done in our lives, Lord. And we trust you for healing across this nation, first and foremost, spiritually. Lord, would you heal your church? Would you heal the lost spiritually of lies and deception and fear? Would you bring healing to our hearts and healing to our minds in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord? And Father, be gracious to us, Lord. Be gracious to us, Lord. Lord, as the prophets of old reminded you of how good you were in the past, we want to do so again. Remember how good you were and how patient you were and how long-suffering you were with the Israelites. Time and time and time again, you gave them chance after chance. And not only them, Lord, many generations afterwards. I'm asking God, remember your goodness. So show your goodness to this nation, Lord. Show your grace to this nation, Lord. Show your patience to this nation, Lord, and bring healing to the spirits and souls of this dying country, Lord. Bring healing to the spirits and souls of your church, Lord. Your church, your sons and daughters, Lord. Bring healing. And then, Father, would you just send I don't know what to call it, Lord, but just breathe your healing power over every sick person this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We come against that spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ, and we declare that the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. You have no right to steal from God's children. And as has been said in the pre-service prayer meeting this morning, greater are you, Lord Jesus, than he that's in the world. And Father, we know that whether we die or live, we die or live as unto you. And we know that life is Christ and death is gain. Come what may, Lord God, we surrender ourselves to you. You said, Lord God, we can pray for the healing for the sick and they will recover. And we do that this morning. And we thank you for that, Lord, to the praise and glory of your name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. And we thank you for your grace. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the deep end to come up and do what God has enabled only the deep end to do. There are many praise and worship teams out there, but we have the deep end. I hope that applause is for the Lord. We give glory to God, but honor to them for their faithfulness, dedication, and commitment. Hulle dra 'n daaglikse kruis, nes ons almal, and even more so because they're in front. They're in front of the spiritual battle. They're in front of the spiritual battle. Dra hulle op in julle gebede. Moenie moan as iemand uit tune is nie. Hulle is nie, maar soms word hulle. Dra hulle op. We're going to bless the Lord. I'm getting to lead us in song. And we pray the final prayer of blessing over us. En dan gaan ons maak whatever ons moet doen vandag. Ek weet nie. Ding is maar so anders. Ek weet nie eens wat om te sê nie. Maar nou ja, dit is hoe dit is. Let's worship the Lord together.